Clinic. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Also, for Christmas songs, we want to know what your Christmas songs are. What's your favorites? We want to get those on next week for you. 855-200-1776. That's 855-200-1776. Just press 1. We want to know what your favorite Christmas song is for next week. What is your favorite, Pat?
Well, you know, I got a bunch of them, but I got a normal or nuts for you. Here's a normal or nuts. Since it's normal or nuts Friday, Vikings win this weekend in Cincinnati.
You're nuts.
Hey, they would have said that last weekend. Look at that.
Certifiable nuts.
I'm just a hardcore believer. Mindless, I might add. It doesn't make any sense, but I think they got a shot at winning this weekend. So, you know that they'll never win if it actually means that they might get the title, but now they're, you know, spoilers. So, they're doing a pretty good job in that regard. So, anyway, favorite Christmas song, White Christmas.
You're classic.
Yeah, you know, I like that old stuff. Well, I'm old, so that works out
pretty
well.
Oh, you're not as old as Hannon.
Well, that is true. You know, Hannon's got socks older than you and I.
I swear he lies about his age. He swears he's 49, but I don't believe him.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. We don't want to impugn his reputation any more than he already has, so. Anyway, I have to tell you, when Todd was in the studio here a little bit ago, we were talking about this. It's also nuts that I'm here after having been in Arizona on Wednesday, and today, what is it, 15 below right now? I'm trying to figure that whole thing out.
What was the temp? 18 below, actually, right now. What was the temp in Arizona when you left?
The day I left, it was 72 degrees.
Nice.
So just a little 90-degree shift there for me. So
nice.
I think I'm going into shock right now. Hey, I also got to say,
of course, 72 degrees down there, people are wearing snow boots and winter parkas.
That's funny you should say that, because we were at a restaurant, and there was somebody in the restaurant, and it was probably 50 degrees at this point, and she had a full-length polar coat on, one of those things with the puffy insulation the whole bit. She walks in the door, and it's 52 or 53 degrees, and she's in a polar winter coat kind of thing. So we were laughing about that, because, of course, I'm sitting there in a short-sleeve shirt and shorts. And so, yeah, the contrast was pretty clear there. I do have to make one other thing, since I don't get to do this very often. But, of course, this is kind of a reappearance for me, because I spent a lot of years up in Minot on KCJB. And so the fact that we're broadcasting today on this fine network of channels across the state of North Dakota, but I got to shout out to all my friends up at KCJB, and including Scotty and all the gang up there. It's nice to be back, at least for a day. And after this performance, I'm pretty sure I won't get asked back. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime
job. Eventually, I'm sure you'll come back for something.
Yeah, people forget about that with age. So,
well, we're talking with Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Natural Resources, this hour on the latest oil production numbers. A little bit of slowdown possible? That's the question. Lynn, Merry Christmas and welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks a lot. It's nice to be with you this morning. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you very much. Steve Bach, along with Pat Fink, and filling in for Scott Hannon today. The big story earlier this week, numbers. You know, what are we looking at as far as oil production numbers? Are they a little bit lower than what was expected?
Yes, well, we're still closing in on that million barrels a day. We hit 942,000 in October. That was probably lower than what a lot of us anticipated because of that really extreme rain event that we had in McKenzie County in October. If you think back, though, November was a beautiful month, and so we should play some catch-up in November. Now, December's not going to be so great, I would expect, with the extreme cold and the snow events and the icy roads that we've had. We'll probably see a low number again in December. So we're still looking, though, at early next year. We'll hit that really big milestone.
When you look at the production numbers, of course, the prize is that 1 million barrel. That's kind of a magic number that everybody's going to be very proud of hitting. But what are we looking at as far as that 1% increase, as far as oil production being up? Is that a telltale of a slowdown of some sort, or is it just because of the season?
Steve, I think it's just because of the season. I think that, obviously, as our production climbs and the routine is to have a 20 or 30,000 barrel a day increase, that percentage is going to drop. But there is no reason to expect, on average, that we don't through most of next year continue to increase 20, 25,000 barrels a day month on month. We have 192 drilling rigs operating this morning. That is up significantly from most of the third quarter of 2013. That's because companies got those cost reductions in place. They had capital left, and they decided to invest it right here at the end of the year. And actually, most of the companies would like to increase that rig count next year after the frost laws come off. So we should have a strong 2014.
Hey, Lynn, one of the things that obviously is hot news in your world is you proposed a new set of pipeline regulations yesterday at the Industrial Commission. Pipeline management is a hot topic right now in North Dakota with some of the things that have happened, and especially the Tesoro spill up around Tioga. Can you recap for us a little bit about what your vision is in terms of the changes that you want to see in terms of pipeline oversight here in North Dakota?
Great question, Pat. And we need to go back and reconstruct the timeline. As you know, we had that event in late September, early October on the Tesoro pipeline. But this new legislation and these new rules were in the process early, starting with last legislative session. We recognized, and many of the landowner groups approached the legislature. They had earlier worked with the Petroleum Council and expressed their concerns about the miles and miles of pipe being constructed. And so the legislature stepped out and passed House Bill 1333. And that House bill told us to begin constructing a system of where all these gathering pipelines are and to begin regulating them through a self-certification process. So as soon as the legislature adjourned, we started writing rules, and Industrial Commission gave those rules their final approval yesterday. They still have to go through the Attorney General's office to make sure we followed the right process, and through the Administrative Rules Committee at the legislature to make sure that they believe we followed House Bill 1333. But this is an area last year, or in 2012, I should say, because I don't have the total 2013 number, but in 2012, we laid enough gathering pipeline in western North Dakota to reach from Los Angeles to New York. So the old Route 66, we laid that much pipe in 2012, and we laid more in 2013. And until House Bill 1333 passed and until these rules go in place, that was an area of unregulated pipeline. There was no system of where they all are, or any type of regulation over what they're made out of or how they're installed. And so this will be really the first state to step into that gathering pipeline area and begin regulating that.
Well, the Interior Secretary, when she was here, mentioned the fact that we have a very sophisticated energy development policy and oversight in this state. So that just fits with that kind of development. Can you update us on what's going on up at the Tesoro spill up at Tioga? How are we progressing in terms of that cleanup? And then I also, and maybe this will have to happen after the break, but I want to also talk a little bit about what was lost in all of that is that the state rushed to, you know, step in and make sure it got cleaned up and that we saw it. But also, that was a federally monitored pipeline at the time. That wasn't a state responsibility, and the feds really dropped the ball there. And yet that story's been kind of lost in all of this. But let's start with a little bit of an update on the Tesoro spill.
Sure. Thanks, Pat. And I got an update on that day before yesterday. So it's just 2 days old. They've recovered a little bit over 5,000 barrels of crude oil out of the roughly 20,000, almost 21,000 barrels that were released. They have pretty much shut things down for the winter. The weather is such that you don't want to be moving earth or doing anything with it. And they're working on with an environmental contractor on how they're going to process that dirt to remove the oil from it and then revitalize it with all the right bacteria, you know, all the things that live in the soil, and put it back in place. So that'll be the big project next year. Will be to run all the dirt that they're excavating through some type of process to remove the oil, get it back in place, and get it back in a back into production. So about 5,000 barrels out of the 21,000 has been recovered, and there's quite a bit more work to go on that. You're right, federally regulated pipeline. It happened during the sequester, and but the state stepped in, and through the local emergency management, through the North Dakota Health Department, through our field inspectors, and got on that site and made sure that Tesoro was on it, cleaning it up and taking care of it right away.
Lynn, we're coming up against the break. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the other rules changes and some of the exciting things going on in North Dakota from the energy side of things. It's What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Pat Fickett filling in for Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. If you have any questions or comments for Lynn Helms, your chance to weigh in on those. He's the director of North Dakota Department of Natural Resources. And also, we want to know what your favorite Christmas songs are. And you can leave an off-air call, 855-200-1776. Just press 1 so we can play those for you next week, as a matter of fact. We do have an off-air call that came in during the break for Lynn, if we can roll that now.
But why would you leave Minot? Why would you leave the one state in America that works right now?
Because I sounds like the wrong call. Make the comment.
Anyway, let's go back to Lynn. Lynn, sure. Just a chance here to talk a little bit about some of the other rule changes that came in. Obviously, you passed. They were actually adopted yesterday, weren't they?
Yeah, Pat. They were officially adopted by the Industrial Commission yesterday. They don't take effect until the Legislative Administrative Rules Committee has a chance to receive a summary of them and act. If they take no action, they go into effect April 1st of next year. But if they act, they could hold back one of the rules or you know, require us to take it back and take another look at it. Typically, you know, we follow all the right legal processes, and we're very careful about staying with their legislation, and we haven't had that happen, so I don't expect that. But 42 sections of our administrative code are being amended, and the biggest amendment we had previously was 2 years ago, and that was 26 sections. So this is an enormous update, but as you know, the technology is moving so rapidly and things are changing so rapidly that we're on a continuous cycle of rule improvement in order to keep up with what's going on out there in the industry.
Well, and obviously you guys have done, and I know that that's sometimes lost in the media coverage, but you guys have done a great job in that regard. We maybe don't always tell the media everything going on, but in the actual execution, it's pretty clear that even on some of the spills, those kinds of things, the response from the state of North Dakota has been exceptional. I do want to change tact on you a little bit. The other issue that comes up from time to time and has been in the news a lot lately are some of these large cutting pits that are being proposed by companies like Great River Energy, the Green Group, some of those kinds of things. I know that there's been some discussion about, gee, are you better served of having a million little pits around the state handling those that cutting waste, or if you should have these larger environmentally engineered pits to do that. You know, that has been an ongoing discussion, and with what happened in Ross recently, does that mean that North Dakota should be looking at changing rules to make sure that we have enough pits to handle? Because the oil companies would rather deal with some of the larger pits. What's your take on that whole cutting waste and how best to handle that in light of some of the weather implications that we've run into?
Well, thanks, Pat. That is a really important issue, and I would guess that in the next legislative session and coming up, in fact, I'm going to be going to, I think, Mountrail County in January and having that discussion with the Mountrail County commissioners about what is the right approach. Now, this came up, it was a huge topic back in the 1980s. And so EPA took a look at all of this. That was the time following Love Canal, the Clean Water Act, the Safe Drinking Water Act, the Solid Waste Act, you know, CERCLA, SARA Title III, all of those rules and pieces of legislation went into place. And so EPA spent several years studying drill cuttings and other oil field wastes. And when they were all said and done in 1986, they came out and said drill cuttings are a Class II RCRA-exempt waste, and it's appropriate to bury them on site. And so we've been following that guidance now for almost 30 years. However, there are situations where there isn't a suitable site right there within the spacing unit. And so there is a big need for engineered special waste landfills that can take cuttings from multiple sites. So, you know, there's a two-part process there. My experience tells me that as an oil operator or a surface owner, I'm better off with a small dry cuttings pit distributed, you know, at these well sites where they're, you know, the final reclamation and everything takes place, rather than an enormous landfill full of everyone's cuttings, and I'm sharing responsibility, and if something goes wrong, I'm in the Superfund with everybody else. If something goes wrong at one of those big landfills, we need both in the state. And it'll be nice to take another look at how we're doing it.
Lynn, we had a call come in earlier this week I wanted to play for you concerning the activity going on in North Dakota. This is one listener's take.
But why would you leave Minot? Why would you leave the one state in America that works right now?
Because I listened to Lynn Helm make the comment that if this is a Daytona 500, we've done 50 laps out of 500. So this is a tenth of what's going to actually probably happen in our state with the growth of the oil. And it scares the heck out of me. And as it progresses, if that's the case, it's probably a place where I won't feel safe at some point personally. And it's time for me to move on.
Lynn, positive, negative, what's your recap on your comments about North Dakota being the Daytona 500?
Sure. I think it's a pretty good analogy, and maybe this fella isn't a NASCAR fan, but if you watch a NASCAR race, usually in that between lap 50 and lap 100, somewhere in there, things settle in, and my honest opinion, they get kind of boring. You know, the cars keep going around and around at 190 miles an hour, and not a whole lot happens until the last 10 laps or so of the race. And that was the point I was trying to get across, was there is a lot of Bakken development, a tremendous amount yet ahead of us. But we've gotten through that early part where there is so much chaos and so much changing of positions and you know, you can't tell from lap to lap or day to day quite exactly what's going to come up. And I think we've settled in now to that thing where, you know, there'll be caution flags and pit stops and that sort of thing. But the kind of exponential growth that you have early on isn't going to continue. We're at a cruising altitude. That's the other analogy I've used with people. If you're flying in an airplane, they tell you, we've reached our cruising altitude. You know, it's okay to get up and walk around, but we'd like you to stay seated and keep your seatbelt on.
I got to tell you that we talked about that a little bit earlier too in the show, is the fact that, you know, we're now, unlike some of these mature fields in Oklahoma or Texas, we're really an infant in development, but yet we're just starting to get the infrastructure in place. And actually, even though we're going to produce more oil, it's going to be in a much more controlled environment with a lot more infrastructure, all the way from housing to roads to pipelines, the whole bit.
Absolutely. The Industrial Commission approved a pilot project yesterday to store salt water on a site up by Williston and use it for hydraulic fracturing. All that water is going to come in by pipeline, and all of the flowback water is going to move back out by pipeline. And so,
Lynn, we're up against a break, and we'll continue the discussion at a later date. Thank you very much, and have a Merry Christmas.
All right. Yes, sir. Bye.
Lynn Helms on What's on Your Mind? Senator John Hoeven coming up next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Winter's here. Maybe it's time to finally think about building a shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by, ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid, quality, and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today. On time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse. They do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston, 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Pat Thicken filling in for Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And don't forget about PetroServe, PetroServe USA. They are having their 4-for-4 deal going on right now. Just think of it this way. Fresh baked single topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, 20-ounce hot and pop, for just $4. All day, every day, you'll find it. At PetroServe, can get you hungry, doesn't it?
It does get me hungry. Of course, the crack of dawn gets me hungry. So, anyway, I got to tell you, Lynn makes a great point, and this is kind of a follow up to the discussion earlier. Lynn makes a great point, and I think it's something to remember that we are early in this whole play. You look at 2 years ago in this play, and what has progressed already. So, I mean, it is absolutely the truth that we are early in the play. All these other fields across the country have been in play since the 50s. And we're just getting started here, and the infrastructure is coming pretty darn fast. I saw someplace the other day where the pipeline investment in the next couple of years in North Dakota alone, over $6 billion.
And that needs to be where a lot of that investment lies. Joining us on the program now, Senator John Hoeven from Washington. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Merry Christmas to you and Pat.
Merry Christmas, my friend. Hopefully you'll get things wrapped up in Washington, get back home here to North Dakota, and enjoy the Christmas season.
Looking forward to it. Always good to get back home, that's for sure.
So lots of stuff going on this week. You've had a pretty action-packed week by all indications. Where do you want to start? Do you want to talk about the defense bill, the budget deal, or where do you want to go first?
Well, whatever you guys want to cover. Obviously, last night and this morning we're just finishing up the defense authorization bill, which is very important for our not only for our bases in Minot and Grand Forks and for the Guard and so forth, but just across the board for our military, to make sure that we continue to provide not only a pay increase, but support all the things that they need to protect this great country. And of course, they do a good job of it. Overall, I think the defense authorization bill worked well for us. There are some provisions, though, that I'm going to have to work on through the appropriations process that make sure that we continue to retain our missile silos in light of the START II treaty, and also strong support for Global Hawk because we are, building the Grand Forks region as our premier center for Global Hawk. And there's some things in the defense authorization bill in both of those areas that I don't think are as strong as they need to be. And so it's going to take some more work, I think, on the appropriation side.
Senator, I wanted to talk a little bit about Grand Forks in terms of the defense bill and the Global Hawk, because that's a transition mission for the Grand Forks Air Force Base, which without Global Hawk, does that leave Grand Forks vulnerable because it doesn't have a mission?
Absolutely. I mean, first off, we want to build that unmanned aerial systems mission because, we have all the things there, and we're on our way to having just a premier world-class center for the development of unmanned aircraft, which is obviously a huge part of the future of aviation. And, I mean, you know, when you look at what we've got there, not only with the Grand Forks Air Force Base and Global Hawk, but also working with the Guard, flying Predator, Customs and Border Protection, also flying Predator for border security, obviously UND, you know, the finest school of aviation and aerospace in the nation. Joint effort also with North Lake Community and Technical College out of East Grand Forks, so it's a two-state project. Add in this enhanced use lease where we're actually developing a technology park on the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Northrop Grumman, who I've done a ton of work with, is going to be the anchor tenant in this high-tech technology park on base, one of a kind in the country. And we hope now in the next week or so before year end to hear from the FAA that we are also going to be designated one of six sites in the nation where you can fly manned and unmanned aircraft in the same airspace. That's legislation that I wrote and required them to name these six sites. I believe we're going to be one. So, I mean, it's not just – I mean, this thing's amazing, and it's going to extend all up and down the valley. NDSU Tech Park's doing work for this thing as well on the sense and avoid stuff. But it also keeps us in the hunt for future missions like a tanker mission down the, down the way as they continue to build more of the new tankers. So vital in its own right, but also key in terms of potential future missions too.
Well, and obviously why you voted for it made a lot of sense, although I know that some of your fellow Republicans in the Senate were a little frustrated by Senator Reid's unwillingness to entertain any kind of amendments, and chief amongst them are some of the amendments concerning Iran.
Well, that was a problem both on defense off and on the budget bill. We were not allowed amendments on either one. Clearly, we wanted to offer amendments, not only the things I just talked about in regards to missile silos, SALT to Global Hawk, that kind of thing, but also, as you say, in regard to Iran. We were blocked from offering any of those amendments on the defense off bill, same thing on the budget. We're going to fix this provision that relates to the military cost of living adjustment. I'm already on legislation to fix it. We tried and were blocked to offer an amendment to fix it right there on the spot. And so that's very frustrating. Now, we should have the opportunity to offer these amendments, fix these issues, problems. We weren't in the case of the budget and the defense off, but we will be after the first year. I mean, we're going to force it until we get it, but there should be an open amendment process, and that's important to get a good result for the people of this great country. That's how it should work.
Do you have any concerns about where the administration is going with Iran? I mean, one of the things that strikes me is as soon as we get this supposed deal, now here they're already backing away from it. Isn't that the same song and dance we've been dealing with? And really the only thing that's ever affected them has been tough sanctions?
Well, that's right on. You know, my background is banking and finance, that kind of thing. Look, if you can't pay for stuff, you don't get it. Well, that's true for Iran, too. So when we put the sanctions on them, and I co-sponsored that with that Kirk Menendez provision, and that was part of an earlier defense off bill, but basically that prevents them from selling their oil because nobody can pay for it through the banking system. That's a crippling blow that over time has forced Iran to talk to us. This is not the time to let up on the pressure. This is the time to continue the pressure until they give up their nuclear weapons ambitions and have the transparency so we can verify it. And that's why you see Congress continuing to move ahead on additional sanctions and push for it in a bipartisan way, even though the administration's resisting it.
We're talking with Senator John Hoeven, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We'd like to know what's on your mind. John in Western North Dakota, what's on your mind for the senator today?
Yeah, we saw this great story out of D.C. lately. You're supposedly worth $15 million, but I'm wondering about the medical supply company that you own. What's the name of that? Supplying hospitals, nursing homes. Sounds like it might be a monopoly. What is the name of that?
Well, one of the companies that I am a owner of is Northwest Respiratory Equipment. That may be the one you're referring to, but it's in no way, shape, or form a monopoly of any kind.
Well, then, Alan, I know you're going against this new health care. Are you going to be hurt if some of these health care regulations come into effect.
I'm sorry, I'm not following your question or comment there.
It's regulating prices, and what does it actually supply to the hospitals and nursing homes?
Well, the company that that I'm a partial owner, one of the owners of, is in the oxygen equipment business. But I think if you're trying to draw some kind of correlation somehow with Obamacare or something, I'm just not following it.
Well, and I think the issue here is that,
company competes like anyone else. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Competes in the private sector.
Your company will be hurt by Obamacare just like everybody else as well.
Well, and the bigger point is that it doesn't take a company involvement to figure out that Obamacare is a train wreck for the people of this country. Off air, Steve and I were talking about, I just got my increase in premium thanks to Obamacare, and I cover my employees with Obamacare. Or I cover my employees with health care, and as a result of Obamacare, my premium increase this next time is 25%. You know, we get all bound up in the website stuff, and everybody likes to talk about the failing of the website. The website is the least of the problems with this health care law.
Well, and just to follow up on the caller, number one, I disclose my interest in companies or my financial affairs. I provide full disclosure like anybody else that's in office, number one. Number two, that company or companies I own compete along with anybody else, just like anybody else. And number three, like you say, Obamacare affects all companies and people the same way. And unfortunately, that's adversely.
Hey, I want to shift gears a little bit before we get into the break. And we are going to have to take a break in just a couple of minutes. Hopefully you can hang over. But let's talk about the budget deal a little bit, because I know that was a tough decision for you. On the give and take in that, and talk a little bit about your support for that final budget deal.
Well, look, we can't get into another government shutdown. So there are things I don't like in the budget and that we'll work to address. But overall, not only does it keep government going, and it does reduce the deficit by $23 billion. So in that respect, we needed to do it. But we are going to have to continue to find more savings and more reforms. But the other important point that I think we have to keep in mind is we've got to create some certainty for people to do business. This will create some certainty over the next 2 years. And if that helps generate economic growth, which I think it will, we'll actually get more deficit reduction than the $23 billion. So certainly some things I don't like, but all in, we've got to find a way to govern. And this is just one step, a lot more to do, and continue to find ways to reform spending and reform programs to reduce this deficit and debt.
Senator, we've had a lot of calls this week concerning military pension cuts in this debt deal. Will those be restored?
Yeah, I definitely believe they will be. Look, first off, it doesn't happen for 2 years. It doesn't happen until December 1 of 2015. I don't know that that's getting out there, but it's 2 years before it would be changed. Number two, the Department of Defense is working with the Defense Authorization Committee on recommendations for changes that they would make in pay and benefits prospectively. So they wouldn't apply to existing folks, but for new folks coming in, making changes. And so I'm already on legislation that would repeal that provision, would get rid of that COLA adjustment. So we fix it now. Like I say, it doesn't take effect for 2 years. We're already working to fix it now, and then the military should look, at this thing in a broad, comprehensive way on a prospective basis in a way that, people understand and is fully debated and understood before, action is taken. So, yes, Senator, I think it will be addressed, and I'm working to do that.
We're talking with Senator John Hoeven. Your calls, your comments coming back. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the Farm Bill coming up. I'm Steve Bakken with Pat Fickett sitting in for Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind. We're talking with Senator John Hoeven.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service with coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower, while they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2 or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken, along with Pat Finkin, filling in for Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. During the break, we had an off-air call come in. Let's roll that for the Senator.
Hey, I have a couple comments or a couple questions for Senator Holden. One is, why would you support this budget when it funds Obamacare? We had a lot of traction with this. People are starting to see what a disaster it is. And the Republicans went along with this bill. I don't understand that. This would have been a perfect opportunity to get the message out there. What a disaster this is. We can't let up on stuff like this. The Democrats don't let up on things on their side. Why do we always cave in? And then my second question is, with all this drone activity and taking up airspace in North Dakota, what is that going to do to the general aviation? We already have restrictions that permit us from flying into a lot of different types of airspace up in the Grand Forks area. So I hope that's something that everybody's taking into consideration when they're passing these bills and letting this stuff go through on all these drones. Thank you.
Senator, your thought on the drones?
Well, sure. No, I'll comment on both. First on Obamacare. Again, you know, it doesn't work to go through another government shutdown. And so that really was the issue. You know, do we get into another government shutdown or do we find a way to work together and get a budget? And we're going to continue, and we are doing everything we can to try to get rid of Obamacare, replace it with the right kind of approach. We put forward the right kind of legislation. But we need to, you know, we need more. We need to win elections, get more people down here that are willing to vote to replace Obamacare rather than shutting down government. And so, you know, that's why we passed the budget. And even if you look at the last time when government did shut down, same day government shut down, Obamacare started up. 80 or 90% of that is mandatory funding. So even without a budget, you know, that funding continues. And so that's why I don't want the caller to think we're not doing everything we can to replace Obamacare, and we'll continue to try to do that. On the second point, we've worked very closely with general aviation to make sure that it works for general aviation and commercial aviation, as well as development of unmanned. And one of the things that Grand Forks is going to lead the way forward in doing is what is concurrent airspace use, meaning you'll be able to fly both manned and unmanned aircraft in the same airspace with sense and avoid technology. And for example, companies like Appareo in the NDSU Technology Park are helping develop that technology. So this thing has really broad ramifications in terms of the future of aviation technology development, and we'll be right at the forefront. But certainly we will work closely and are working closely with general aviation so that private pilots can continue to fly in our region and do so like they are able to do so now.
Senator, in the Wall Street Journal this morning, there's a story talking about that we may be at that debt ceiling threshold again by the end of February. Regardless, that's going to be something you deal with when you come back after the break. What's your take on that, and what do we need to get before we increase the debt ceiling?
And that goes to what we're talking about earlier. We have got to find a way to reform spending and find savings, and not just on the discretionary budget. Since I've been here, I started basically at the beginning of 2011. At that time, discretionary spending was $1.35 trillion a year. We've cut that by 35%. We're now down to about $1 trillion. But two-thirds of the budget is non-discretionary, mandatory spending. We've got to find ways to find savings, reform those programs, make sure we save and protect Social Security and Medicare for the long run, but reform these mandatory spending programs so that we can get this deficit under control. And as I said, economic growth is a big part of it, too. But as we go into that debt ceiling issue and work on a debt ceiling agreement, we've got to get these savings in mandatory programs and reforms that will help us get spending under control. And that's, of course, the fight we're fighting, and I'm pushing every day down here.
We're coming up against the break, but I want to try to get another call. And Leonard and Dickinson, what's on your mind today?
I had a laugh on it. He's talking about savings in the government, right? The day before 9/11, Mr. Big Shot Rumsfeld in the Pentagon stood up and said, $2.3 trillion has disappeared. We can't account for it. And you're talking about savings? The government doesn't know how to save. They spend.
Senator, your comments?
Taxpayers' money.
Sure. That's exactly what I said. We've got to find more savings. I think I was pretty clear on that. And I think I was also clear, if the caller wants to check, when I started, discretionary spending, which includes the Pentagon, was $1.35 trillion. In this latest budget, it's about $1 trillion. That's about a 35% reduction.
I've only been here a couple of years. I'm working on trying to find more savings. And what I do agree with the caller on is we have to continue to find more savings and reforms.
Well, and especially in the areas of waste, and there, even now there's a story out about some of the lost money that the Pentagon can't account for. That's got to be part of the solution.
Absolutely. That's right. That's got to be an ongoing process and more work to do.
Senator, wrap things up and get your butt home for Christmas, my friend.
Looking forward to getting back to North Dakota. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. You've been listening to What's on Your Mind. Have a great weekend. Have a Merry Christmas. I know a lot of people are off Monday. We'll be here working for you. It's What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken and Pat Finken filling in for Scott Hannon today.
Here it is, the final week before Christmas. Have you found that perfect gift? Max can help. The Christmas sale is in progress now. Find an SK 7-piece screwdriver set or a 2-piece locking plier set for only $19.99. Buy a Max gift card for $100, we'll give you a $20 gift card free. Celebrate the savings at Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.